committed man. How y'all doing? I didn't realize that tonight was my night. I think I knew the early part of the week, I think I knew, but I just completely forgot. So anyway, I remember tonight, and here I am. I did have a message on my mind, and it's actually going to be a story. I feel like I'm that guy, you know, my age, and I'm telling stories. But last month, my message was a story. It was really hard to share that, and I'm glad I obeyed God, and I did, because I did have a couple of men approach me, and I said it really spoke to them. So I'm really glad I did that. And so I felt God really speaking to me about this message today, and so I'm just going to go ahead and give it. I just want to obey the Lord. I think it's really important that we really get real and really talk about some things that that need to be talked about, and especially after the move of God that we're having at our church, and from us reading the Bible, God speaking to us, I think it's really important that we just keep doing that. So let me fix my browser, because I got a screen. I just want to see where I'm at, but it's really small. There we go. All right. Okay, guys. So I think I've told some of you guys this story, but I didn't really tell the whole thing. And there's actually the subject I'm talking about is forgiveness, and this is something that happened to me, and I'll never forget it. Never forget it. So I think it's back in 2014. After a bunch of injuries, I finally got this job, and it was a pretty good job. And I was away from the Lord at the time, wasn't serving God. And it wasn't a bad job. It was a good job. And one night, about 3 o'clock in the morning, I heard people fighting out in front of my house. It was summertime. We had the windows down. And I looked out, and there was a young man who was pretty much slapping and hitting his girlfriend. And I saw that, and immediately I got angry. And my wife, she woke up, and she saw it, and I remember the last thing I said was, I'm going to go out and I'm going to make him cry. And so I went out there and I confronted this guy. I was mostly wanted to separate them, but I was an angry guy still. And I got involved, and next thing you know, we got into it, and I was on the ground. Turned out he's a wrestler. Don't mess with wrestlers. And got me on the ground, and I tore my triceps on my elbow, tore an ACL and a cartilage in my right knee, and I was pretty much incapacitated. So the result of that was that I could no longer work, because I couldn't be in a wheelchair, I couldn't have crutches or anything like that. So it was a whole year went by a recovery, and I won't get into all that, but it was a pretty bad thing. I lost my job. And then after about a year, after I had the surgeries done and all that, it was a good thing, because it actually got me in a place where I was crying out to God, and I came back to the Lord. This is like 2012, 2013, somewhere in there. And so, I mean, that was great. I came back to the Lord, and I was going to church, and I was really pressing in to the Lord. And but I still had unforgiveness for this young man that I got in a fight with. I mean, I had a lot of unforgiveness for this guy, and I knew it was wrong. I knew it was, and I just couldn't find a way to forgive. And that's just sort of common, right? We tend to let it fester, and it's easy to say, we forgive everybody. We might say, maybe we might verbally say it, but if you don't mean it doesn't mean anything. And so I remember one Sunday morning, I was headed out to church, and I was thinking about it and feeling guilty, convicted about it. And I said, Lord, all right, I forgive him. And I mean, I meant it in my heart, but I didn't feel it. I did not feel it. So I went to church, and I'm sitting in the front. It was a very big church I was going to. I think it had like maybe about 600 people a service. They had like three services on a Sunday. And I remember after song service, they called up this young man. And I heard him say, now the young man that assaulted me, his name is Tyler Berglund. And this guy, I mean, I think of his name, and I mean, I just had anger, you know, had unforgiveness and anger for this guy, because I felt wronged, I felt hurt, you know. And I'm sure a lot of you probably know of someone that's wronged or hurt you, you know, and it's difficult in the flesh to forgive somebody. It just is. We all know that. And so I'm sitting there, and I heard him, what I thought I heard them say, they're calling up a young man by the name of Tyler Berglund. And I looked over, it was the same height, the same likeness of him, and he had a brain injury. He had a big scar, and I remember he was having a really hard time walking. In fact, he was finally able to walk on his own. It took him a while to get up the aisle, you know. And immediately, I thought, this is the guy. And all of a sudden, I felt terrible, you know. I mean, has anybody ever had a situation where you wish something happened to somebody and it did? It's an awful feeling. And that's what I felt. I thought, oh my God, you know, and I felt so convicted and I felt so wrong about it, watching this man go up there. And I remember I was really affected by it. And I heard the Lord say to me, he said really clearly, he says, I love him too. And that just broke me. I mean, that's just, man. And I felt so bad and I felt so sorry. And I remember I just, you know, put my head down and I said, God, forgive me. I forgive him. Well, now here's the thing. That wasn't the guy. It was actually another young man by the name of Tyler Burton. And Tyler Burton actually knew this other young man. Now, Tyler Burton was saved, going to the church there. And Tyler Berglund, you know, I don't know, to this day, I don't know if he's, you know, come to the Lord or not. But in that moment, you know, I forgave the guy. And what's really, really interesting is that it wasn't the guy, but I just found myself at my wit's end, and I said, all right, I'm forgiving this guy, because I don't wish that on anybody. I'm not going to wish that on anybody. And you know, what it was like a appreciation in my life of what God did for me. I mean, he forgave me for so many things. And we make the mistake of like forgetting what God's forgiven us. And so therefore, you know, we tend not to forget other people. And so you have to kind of put yourself in their shoes, you know. What if that was me and people weren't forgiving me? I mean, it had a big, big impact, you know. Scripture I want to share with you, it's probably one you already know, Matthew 6:14-15. And Jesus says, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And that's pretty hard, and that's what Jesus said. You know, and I used to reason my mind, well, and I've said it, you know, well, I'll forgive him, but I'm never going to forget it. Well, that's not forgiveness. It's not. I mean, we might think it is, but we're still holding a grudge. You haven't quite forgiven, right? And I've even said that in situations where, you know, maybe this person is a danger, or, you know, you don't want them around your kids or something like that. Yeah, you don't forget that there's a possibility this person might reoffend or do something wrong, right? But still, it's not forgiveness. Forgiveness is when you realize in your heart that God's forgiven you so much. And the thing is, you have a love in your heart for people, you know. There's another scripture, Luke 7:47. Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. And Jesus was talking about the woman that was laying at his feet and was weeping. And I believe she was wiping his feet. And she was really overcome with a thankfulness of being forgiven. And see, that's the key. When you forgive, God puts that love in your heart to where you can forgive other people, because you recognize how much he's forgiven you. You recognize the work he's done in you. You know, and man, I tell you, that's what did it for me. And, you know, knock on my Bible, I haven't struggled with that since. But the way I can not struggle with that is always remind myself what God has done for me on a daily basis. He's forgiven me of so much, and he's given me new life. And he wants to do that. He wants to do that for, you know, Tyler Berglund. And, you know, I've even reached out to him. I found him on Facebook. I texted him. I said, brother, I forgive you. I'm sorry for even getting in that situation with you, because I forgave him. I don't hold anything against the guy. So anyway, that's my message, guys. It's forgiveness. So important. Don't not forgive. You're going to experience a real freedom in your walk with God if you can learn how to forgive and really let things go. And, you know, there's still moments where I remember something, you know, in the past and realize I hadn't forgiven that person. And I'll do it right then and there. Put it under the blood. All right, guys, I'm going to let you go. I pray for all you've been. I know I'm always thinking about all the young men in church that have families and are working, and even us older guys that are retired. And I just pray that God will just richly bless you guys and just be with you throughout the day, and just bless you. And anybody that's sick out there like me, I just pray that God will touch us right now and remove the sickness and heal our bodies. In Jesus' name, we command it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, guys. Have a good one. Bye-bye.